It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Travel is difficult this morning around Denver and along the Front Range. Heavy snow overnight has left roads snow-packed and slippery. Not much melting today, with highs only near 30. Congress is moving to pass another coronavirus relief bill. Coloradans say there are a number of issues they want the bill to address, from the child tax credit to direct relief for higher education students. Aaron Pulling with the Food Bank of the Rockies says extra food aid is important, as demand at food banks has not subsided.
We are expecting that food insecurity is going to rebound so much more slowly than our economy. It's going to take people so long to get back to work and make up lost wages.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says he'd like the bill to have bipartisan support, but that acting quickly is more important. Only 15 out of nearly 1,500 two-year colleges in the country have the word junior in their titles. Three of them are in Colorado. CPR's Paolo Josita has more.
The presidents of three rural two-year institutions, Trinidad State Junior College, Otero Junior College, and Northeastern Junior College, say their names are outdated historical anachronisms. Rhonda Epper, who oversees Trinidad State, says keeping junior in the name creates unnecessary confusion for prospective students.
The name junior has a lesser than connotation, and that's tough to overcome in today's competitive environment for community colleges.
The name change may come through this year's legislative session. Republican State Senator Cleve Simpson introduced a bill that would remove junior from the names of the three colleges. The bill passed unanimously through the Senate Education Committee Wednesday. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
Xcel Energy has a new plan to clean up Colorado's electric grid. CPR Sam Brash has more.
In less than two decades, Colorado's largest utility hopes to double its renewable energy capacity in the state. Xcel also plans to stop using coal entirely by 2040. But the plan released Wednesday also calls for new natural gas power plants. Alice Jackson leads the company's Colorado division.
And that is to really balance out the system for when the wind and the solar is not available. Because, as you know, our customers across the state depend on safe, reliable, and affordable electricity 24/7.
Environmental advocates say emerging technologies like batteries could do the same job without warming the climate. Xcel will submit the plan to regulators in late March. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.